2 years after the era of Nabi Islam. Our tafsir from Faculty of Engineering Mosque at Madhubili University Zaria continues from 48 ayah in Surah Al-Rum. Ustaz Abdulmumin Yaqub will recite the Holy Quran while our Sheikh Professor Bilal Lukine will conduct the tafsir, inshallah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الله الذي يرسل الرياح فتثير سحابا فيبسطه في السماء كيف يشاء ويجعله كسفا فترى الودق يخرج من خلاله فإذا أصاب به من يشاء من عباده إذا هم يستبشرون.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. ملك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم. غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أغلق والخاتم لما سبق ناصر الحق بالحق والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدره مقداره العظيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون سلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. الله الذي يرسل الرياح فتثير سحابا فابسطه في السماء كيف يشاء ويجعله كسفا فترى الودق يخرج من خلاله فإذا أصاب به من يشاء من عباده إذا هم يستبشرون. الله تبارك وتعالى يسكم باك جين تتعلم عزيز لله الأمر من قبل ومن بعد. Every affair that you see belongs to Allah. ومن آتي أن تقوم السماء والأرض بأمره. Anything you see, Allah did not just create and finish creation. Allah creates and also puts His command in it to behave according to its way it is asked to behave. Therefore, notice, Allah الذي يرسل الرياح. Allah is the one that sends the wind. فتثير سحابا. Then it causes the cloud to stir and move. ويجعله كسفا. Then you see that this cloud is moved to be in different parts. فَتُثِيرُ سَحَابًا فَيَبْسُطُهُ فِي السَّمَاءِ كَيْفَ يَشَاءُ. Then it is spread in the sky the way he wants it. وَيَجْعَلُهُ كِسَفًا. And he makes it to be parts. You see some cloud here, some cloud here, some cloud here. فَتَرَى الْوَدَقَ. Then you see water. يَخْرُجُ مِنْ هِلَالِهِ. Coming out from in between it. فَيَسُوا بِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ. الله الذي يرسل الرياح فتثير سحابا فأبسطه في السماء كيف يشاء ويجعله كسفا فترى الودق يخرج من خلاله فإذا أصاب به من يشاء من عباده. When this water comes down, أصاب به من يشاء من عباده, and it meets those servants that he so wishes that this water should come to, إذا هم يستبشرون. Then you see them happy, getting good news, water has come, rain has come. If you look at it all the time, we see the sky. When you look at the sky, you see the cloud. When you look at the cloud, you see them in patches. How are they there in patches? How do they move there? Allah said, is the one that sent the wind to move the cloud. That cloud you see, there's water inside the cloud. But where does Allah move it to? Allah move it to the place that He intends that water should come down. When He has moved it to where He wants it to be, you see water comes down in it. All this, most of us today in geography, we know that this is how it works. In those days, very few people understand geography. We know what is called buoyancy. We know that we have the sea, we have the rivers, we have the lakes, we have the plants, we have evapotranspiration. All these things are taking place. The sun will heat up the surface of the earth because the sun heats by radiation. So the sun, as it transports these millions of kilometers down to the earth, it does not heat anything in the sky. The only thing it heats is the surface of the earth. That is the surface that receives this radiation. The sea receives the radiation and it will evaporate the water. The water is evaporated, it is hot, it rises. Because the water is inside, it's mixed with the air, it becomes a cloud. Even the air in front of us now is full of water. But the amount of water changes depending on the relative humidity. When it rises, it goes up. It is driven by this same air, it goes up by the buoyancy. By the time it reaches up, there is very cold. Because as the sun passes through, the temperature there is not affected. That's why when you are in the plane, you see the temperature in the plane, outside the plane is in the range of minus 30 degrees centigrade. Up there, because there is no surface there to receive radiation of the sun. So the cloud there becomes very cold. When it's very cold, all of you know what happens when there is water in the air and you bring out a bottle of water close. Maybe you bring a bottle of water from the refrigerator, you put it in front of you, you see that there's precipitation around the bottle. This air is outside, but because of the cold, the air has precipitated now. The same way Allah is telling us. Allah, الذي يرسل الرياح, He is one who sends the air. فَتُسْفِيرُ سَحَابًا, it will take this mixture of air and water that is called cloud, it will move it. فَأَبْسُطُهُ فِي السَّمَاءِ كَيْفَ يَشَاءُ, He will spread it in the sky the way He so wishes. Then He will put them in patches. كِسَبًا, 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 patches here, patches here, patches here. When it is heavy, when it becomes heavy and the precipitation is due now because it's very cold, then it comes down. When the water comes, it's cold on your body. Sometimes it comes as snow. Sometimes it even comes as hailstorm, but all of them are cold. Everybody that sees the water coming, you are awaiting it. You are very happy that water has finally come. This is how it comes. You may say, oh no, it is buoyancy that took it there. It is who set up the law that makes this buoyancy to work. Allah creates and also set up the commandments. When you stand on the earth, you can move. The gravity puts you on earth. Who created the gravity? Is it the commandment of Allah that brings this gravity? The day that there will be no gravity, you have no weight. So all these things that are there, Allah is the one telling us. How before this time, who has ever told us that this is how rain falls, this is how it goes to the sky, this is how I move it? Allah is the one telling us. Which other book is in this world that says anybody claims that it does this? From beginning, for Allah has been telling us, you mean ayati, you mean ayati, you mean ayati. And He's telling us now that He is the one that does this. Imagine if there's no rain in the world. There's no life. So from the day He created us, from water, He knows we will need water. Then from soil, He knows we need soil. He made the land fertile. He made the water to be there. Continuously, He has given the commandment how the water will be coming. All the time it is coming. All the time it is coming. Seasonally, the way it should come. And the rotation of the sun, of the earth, and the movement of the sun, all is so fashioned that everything will work the way Allah makes it to work. So all this, we should think about it. Whenever we see rain fall, we should know for Allah is one that make this rain to fall. Let's not just be happy. They are so happy that good news has come, water has come. Let this water also remind us of Allah, and let the light of Allah also enter our hearts.
وإن كانوا من قبل أن ينزل عليهم من قبله لمبلسين.
Even though this rain, before it came to them, وَإِنْ كَانُوا مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ يُنَزَلَ عَلَيْهِمْ, before it is brought down to them, مِنْ قَبْلِهِ, before it, لَمُبْلِسِينَ, they were in despair. Like now, all of us are fasting. Everywhere is hot. When you go, people are selling water everywhere. Ice water is very costly now. People that are selling ice water, they are making a lot of money now, because everybody wants something cold. This water that we are taking now, if suddenly the rain does not come for the next 3-4 months, most of the wells will be dry. Some of the boreholes will be dry. Where do we get water again? So all this, Allah is the one telling us. Everybody is despair now. Everybody is looking for rainwater now. If we see rain fall today, everybody will wake up tomorrow very happy, because the weather will be cold, will be more comfortable. Ramadan will be easier. But even this Ramadan that we are fasting, this is the normal for the, at the time of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Because where they are, they hardly get rain. It's rain we have not gotten, that things are so dry. Our eating with eating has probably been 70%. There is always lower than that. So all this, Allah is saying that before the rain comes, we are in despair. But immediately it comes, we have good news. So we should remember Allah. That if it doesn't fall it on for us, there's nothing we can do.
أثر رحمة الله كيف يحيي الأرض بعد موتها إن ذلك لمحيي الموتى وهو على كل شيء قدير.
وانظر إلى أثر رحمة الله كيف يحيي الأرض بعد موتها إن ذلك لمحيي الموتى هو على كل شيء قدير. فانظر, الله said, look إلى أثر رحمة الله, look at the effect of the mercy of Allah. كيف يحيي الأرض بعد موتها, how he brings to life the earth after it has been dead. إن ذلك, the one that caused all this to happen, Labuhi Mote, is also the one that will bring what the one that is dead back to life. Allah has limitless power to do what he wishes to do. And everything he does it within time limits. He set his own time limits for it. He has power over anything. Limitless. Whatever he wishes to do. Qadir, he has power over it. Qaddarakuma, and he has it, bring it in limits that he wishes it to be. All this, Allah is the one telling us. You can see, always, the earth is dead. The grasses are dead. Allah will bring water, it will come to life. Allah said that's how he brings people to life after death. Even if your heart is dead, read the Quran, understand it. It is part of the things that Allah uses to make the heart to come back to life. Make zikr, your heart will come back to life. Even you yourself, Allah will still bring you to life after your death. Don't say that if you die, that is the end. No, it is not the end. Allah is going to bring you back to life to account for all that you have done. And Allah has power to do all this. He is telling you what he's already doing, that your eyes are seeing. Fanzur, look.
ولئن أرسلنا ريحا فرأوه مصفرا لظلوا من بعده يكفرون.
ولئن أرسلنا ريحا فرأوه مصفرا لظلوا من بعده يكفرون. Allah is bringing the other side of it. ولئن, this one said, Allah الذي يرسل الرياح. Constantly, Allah is the one that is sending wind, فتصير سحابا, and it will send the clouds, move it, This one, wala in, if however, was in a while, arsalna rihan, and we send wind, faraayahu musfarran, and you see that it comes, it's yellow. It has turned everything yellow. Lathallu min ba'dihi yakfurun. You see them, they will keep looking, standing in disbelief. They will not believe in Allah. That's a human being for you. All the time, he is healthy. He is eating. He did not contemplate on it. He is drinking. When he puts water in his mouth, he enjoys it. Where the water is from, he does not know. When he eats, he enjoys it. Where does it come? He does not know. The sun comes, he wants it. The night comes, he rests. He does not think about it. He wants to get married. He sees a beautiful lady. Who created the lady? He did not think about it. He just wants the lady. He takes the lady. He is enjoying it. He now has children. He does not think about it. But if he just have a small problem, he is in despair. Lazallu min ba'di yakfurun. You start, it is then you now know there is one aunt that does not like him. He is a witch. There is this one that is like this. Yeah, the other person, maybe he's the one who went to. The time that you are having these goodies, who was bringing it? It is the same person now that brought this one to test you. This is where the religion of Islam is clearly different from the other religions today. The other religions are saying, when you see something bad, that portion is not from God. It's from Satan. Anything bad? No. وَنَبْلُوكُمْ بِالْخَيْرِ وَالْشَرِّ fitna. Allah said, we shall test you with what you call good, with what you call evil, as a tribulation for you. But it is to us you return. It's not all the time that you see, but most of the time what you see from Allah is good. In few times, he will test you. وَلَيْنَ أَرْسَلْنَا رِيحًا فَرَأَيْهُ مُصْفَرًّا لَزَلُّوا مِنْ بَعْدِهِ يَكْفُرُونَ. Then they will turn back, keep saying, "Kai, we don't believe. How can this be from Allah? Why would Allah do this to me? What have I done?" Some people, they go blind. Maybe they go blind at the age of 70. For 70 years, they have been seeing. Allah now took it that side. Instead of them to go back to Allah after, "I have been seeing for 70 years. Allah, thank you for the ones I've seen. Now that I cannot see Allah, let me concentrate on my other faculties, of sense of faculties." They will start saying, "No, somebody sent it to you. Somebody threw me at you. Go and browse. Who did it?" All this nonsense. Whatever you see, go back to God. Maybe it is better for you. May Allah assist all of us.
فَإِنَّكَ لَا تُسْمِعُ الْمَوْتَى وَلَا تُسْمِعُ الصُّمَّ الدُّعَاءَ إِذَا وَلَّوْا مُدْبِرِينَ.
فَإِنَّكَ لَا تُسْمِعُ الْمَوْتَى وَلَا تُسْمِعُ الصُّمَّ الدُّعَاءَ إِذَا وَلَّوْا مُدْبِرِينَ. Allah is not telling the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, "Therefore, O Prophet, you have made your case very clearly. You have told people who Allah is. From the beginning of this verse, you have predicted, told them that Rome, the Byzantines, were defeated. They will come to defeat the Persians. It will come to happen. You have told them that Allah is the one responsible for bringing the day and the night. Everybody should try to make it tasbih. Day, afternoon, evening, and the night. They themselves, how they are they created? You have told them. Their wives that they are having, how did they have it? You have told them. These farmers that you are seeing, how is it? You have told them. How are they able to have their livelihood? You have told them. How are they able to spend their nights? You have told them. All this, after telling them that the one, all these are enough signs for you to know who has created you. He now came to tell us, even living on this world, we need water, we need crops. He told us how all these things, they come. Finally, he told us that he is the one behind all this. If they don't believe in you, abandon them. Because, فَإِنَّكَ, you for sure, O Prophet. لَا تُسْمِعُ الْمَوْتَى. You cannot make the one that has died to hear. وَلَا تُسْمِعُ ثُمَّ الدُّعَاءَ. You cannot make the one that is deaf to hear your call. إِذَا وَلَّوْا مُدْبِرِينَ. Particularly when he has also turned his back against you and going away from you. Always Allah is telling us, summum bukumun umyun fahum la yarji'un. They are deaf, they are dumb, and they are blind. They will never return back to your path. All this, let us be very careful. Because there is one thing that most of us, we do, that this verse is telling us not to do. This is the Prophet Allah is saying, فَإِنَّكَ لَا تَسْمُ الْمُوْتِينَ. Some people, you see them, لَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ بِهَا وَلَهُمْ عَيُنٌ لَا يَبْصِرُونَ بِهَا وَلَهُمْ آذَانٌ لَا يَسْمَعُونَ بِهَا. They have hearts, they don't contemplate. They have eyes, they don't see with it. They have ears, they don't hear with it. The eyes are two. The ears are two. The heart is one. When you see, see again. Because inside what you have seen, there's something else to be seen. When you hear, hear it again. But when you take decision with your heart, take one decision. It's from Allah. Allah is telling the Prophet, فَإِنَّكَ لَا تُسْمِعُ الْمَوْتِينَ. You will not make the dead want to hear. Let's not insist. We want to argue with people until they understand us. Who are you? Huh? If somebody comes, for example, like what's happening on campus now, we are doing wazifa, we are doing zikr. They say, no, this is not religion. We are not here to argue that with anybody. You don't believe in it. Lakum dinukum. What do you think? Go and keep to what you understand as your religion. Let's hold to what we understand as religion. What we are saying that we are living together, everybody must give his the other person his space. That's all. So don't go about arguing with a Christian, arguing with people that they that do not believe in zikr. Let everybody be doing what he does. You are going back to God. Tuba liman shakalahu aybuhu an uyubin nas. Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, this person, he is fortunate. He has a place in paradise. Whose own deficiencies take so much of his time from looking at the deficiencies of others? There are people who have taken it that their own duty is to occupy themselves to see the deficiencies of other people. This is not our own work. Our work is to worship Allah, to make zikr of Allah, to thank Allah, to see the good Allah has done for us. As much as possible, let's not allow ourselves to get involved. As much as possible, let's not allow ourselves to get involved in looking for the faults of others. People are worshiping the way they want to worship. What is your business with it? Did you create them? In this university, you couldn't even make first class. Some people had to even repeat before they finally pass, because religion has no ownership. The Prophet is not here. Everybody can claim to talk on behalf of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. If you don't understand religion, or the way you understand it, people don't understand it like that, let them go with it. But don't start arguing with people. Some people, they are already blind. Some people, their heart is dead. Whatever you say, you're wasting your time. All they know is this world. They go about big people lobbying, how to get money for this, how to get money for this, how to discredit this, how to discredit this. Don't go about lobbying anybody. You are a servant of Allah. That's why Allah is telling the Prophet here. No matter how much you try, they are good that their hearts are dead. For in that is your motive. The one that is dead, when are you going to make him? When are you going to make him here? The person that is dead and has turned his back on you, when are you going to make him to hear? Well, that is no summa du'a. That is when you are calling unto him. Is our Allah mudbirin? Mudbir, when he has turned his back on you. This is the Prophet that is being addressed, but all of us should take cue from this. When you call, those that come close, tell them this is what you are doing. If they understand you, let them follow you. If they are not willing to follow you, let them go. But let them leave you alone.
وَمَا أَنْتَ بِهَادِ الْعُمْيِ عَنْ ضَلَالَتِهِمْ تسمع إلا من يؤمن بآياتنا فهم مسلمون.
وما أنت بهاد الأمي عن ضلالتهم إن تسمع إلا من يؤمن بآياتنا فهم مسلمون. وما أنت بهاد الأمي عن ضلالتهم. It is not for you
to guide the blind one from its straying away. In tusmi'u illa man yu'min bi ayatina. The one that you can make to hear is the one that believes in our own signs, O Muslimun, and submit, complete submission to the will of Allah. Here, وَمَا أَنْتَ بِهَادِ الْأُمِيِّ. Allah has told us that فَإِنَّكَ لَا تُسْمِعُ الْمَوْتِ. You cannot make the dead one to hear. Then he's now telling us, وَمَا أَنْتَ بِهَادِ الْأُمِيِّ عَنْدَ عَلَتِهِمْ. You are not going to be able to make those that are blind to lead them on the footpath again when somebody is blind. Somebody is blind. He's holding a stick. He doesn't know the road. And you are using what to describe to him, follow here, don't follow here. Can he hear you? He's hearing you. But will he be able to find the road? No. You now ask him, okay, bring your stick that you are going about with. Let me lead you. If he will give you his stick, he has to completely believe in you. And he has to completely submit to you. Not that you are holding the stick. He says, why are you going left? Why are you going right? If he can see, why would he give you his stick? وَمَا أَنْتَ بِحَادٍ أُمِّي أَنْدَ رَلَتِهِمْ إِنْ تُسْمِكْ إِلَّا مَنْ يُؤْمِنْ بِآيَاتِنَا. Only those that believe in our signs that you can lead to the right path. And if the person believes, it's not enough to believe. You must submit. Oh, Muslimun. He must submit completely. That's why this religion is a religion of peaceful submission. Islam, to submit peacefully. Even if you force somebody to not to do what he wants to do, you have still not achieved anything. La ikraha fi din. In this religion, Allah said there is no compulsion in religion. If people want to worship idol now, and you go and block them, you cannot worship idol, you have still not succeeded. What have you done? Because if they don't believe and follow you with their mind in submission, you have still achieved nothing. It is better for you to show them why they must submit to the cause you are calling them to. And you that you are calling anybody to your cause, you must be better than them. We cannot see a person who is engrossed in materialism, who is engrossed in backbiting, who is engrossed in telling lies, who is engrossed in calling favors from corridors of power, coming to tell us that he is the one who knows religion. How does he know the religion? Anybody that must tell you to follow him must be following the Prophet in character and speech. The Prophet said this, the Prophet did this and me too, I did this. It's not enough for you to say the Prophet said this. The Prophet is doing this, have you done it? The Prophet is an extremely patient person. When his neighbors, they see him, they are happy that he's coming. They know this, and I mean, he's trustworthy. Do your neighbors consider you as trustworthy? Your own neighbors, do they consider you as trustworthy? When they see the Prophet, they know that they will get judgment from him. That is an upright judgment. They will not be cheated. When your neighbors see you, do they believe they will not be cheated? When people go to the Prophet, they are not Muslims, they know that their rights will not be thwarted. When people that are not in your religion come to you, are they sure that their rights will not be thwarted? If all this doesn't happen, you are not following the Prophet, my friend. You are full of tribalism, full of nepotism, and you are calling the Prophet? The Prophet does not have this kind of habits. If it's your right, be a non-Muslim, be a Muslim, the Prophet will give it to you. Be his relative. Don't be his relative, the Prophet will give it to you. Even what the Prophet has, all of it, he will give it out just to please Allah. Because he's out to please Allah. And this world is for you to please Allah. That's why I said the other day, in the prayer of Sheikh Ibrahim Niyaz, he's always saying, Allahumma, inna nas'aluka ridaka, wa rida al-nabiyyika, wa rida al-ashiyakha, wa rida al-walidayn. Oh Allah, I'm seeking that I am able to please you so that you are pleased with me. Whatever I will do for you to please with me, Allah, lead me to it. Lead me to what I will do for the Prophet to be pleased with me. Lead me to what I will do so that my spiritual parents should be pleased with me. That's my sheikhs. lead me to what I will do so that my mortal parents will please me with me. That's my father and my mother. Always, this is how things are. Let's be very careful. This one is blind. You cannot guide him. Only those that believe in you, that give you his stick of work, that take my stick, lead me, they are the one that you can lead. And in that case, they must submit. Oh, Muslim. A blind man can't give you his stick. And you are taking him, say, don't go left. Ah, you are supposed to go right. Ah, I'm used to, is he seeing? If he's seeing, let him go now and leave him.
الله الذي خلقكم من ضعف ثم جعل من بعد ضعف قوة ثم جعل من بعد قوة ثم جعل من بعد قوة ضعفا وشيبة يخلق ما يشاء وهو العليم القدير.
الله الذي خلقكم من ضعف ثم جعل من بعد ضعف قوة ثم جعل من بعد قوة ضعفا وشيبا يخلق ما يشاء وهو العليم القدير. Therefore, know this. You came to this world, you find yourself in this world, Allah allazi khalaqakum. Allah is the one that created you. Remember when He created you, initially, min du'ufin, He created you from weakness, ordinary sperm, very weak. Then you became a child, very weak. Thumma ja'ala min ba'd du'ufin quwwatan. After being very weak, He make you to become very strong. After being very strong and you can do anything you want, He then make you to be weak again and old. Not only weak, weak again and old. يَخَلُّكُ مَا يَشَاءَ. Allah create what He so wishes to create. وَهُوَ الْعَلِيمُ الْقَدِيرُ. Allah is the one that is all-knowing, all-powerful, and competent to do whatever He wants to do. Here, when you are created as a child, you don't even have power to seek for your own food. Allah gave your food to one that loves you most, your mother, and teaches you how to suckle the breast. You are weak. You are suckling the breast. You don't know how to go and ease yourself. You will urine on your body, urinate on your body. You will pass things on your body. Your mother will be the one to be packing it. That's how you are. Then you now start crawling. Then one day you start walking. Then you now start talking. All this while you didn't do it before. These are positions of weakness. You are still weak. Then you see yourself developing in strength a little bit. You are now up to 7 years. You are now following your father to go and pray. You are now able to learn something better until you become strong. You are now strong. You are, for the first time, you are now feeling strength in you. Suddenly, you see that you become a man. Allah said, today you are a mukallam. Are you not strong now? You have responsibility. What responsibility? First to God. You have to worship God. Then you start saying that you have interest in your partners, in your opposite sex. Immediately you start saying that you have interest in your opposite sex, you find that you have also the strength to fulfill those needs. Then you say, I want to get married. You get married, full of strength. You are running your house. Then suddenly, your strength is increasing. Your wisdom is increasing. By the time you get to 30, to 40, you find that you have reached your zenith. After 40, you start coming down. Gently. You are now weak. Your weakness starts setting in. Not like the weakness when you are young. Now your weakness comes with an old age. Your body has aged. Your hair has aged. Your eyes have aged. They have been used. Then some of them start getting impaired because they have outlived their lifetime. Maybe one of your organs has stopped working well. Maybe your eyes
the level of debt in it has become so much, you have cataract. All this, it will add to your weakness. Dufan wa shayban. All this, Allah is still the one doing his work. Until finally, you don't, you may not even understand. Summa yaradna ila bad, after you have known, Allah said in another place that he will return you after all your knowledge. You don't even know, have any knowledge again. When you are small, you didn't have knowledge, but the capacity for you to earn knowledge was very high. Now you will go to a stage where you don't have knowledge and the capacity to get knowledge is very weak. Allah said, is one who does all this creation. وَهُوَ الْعَلِيمُ الْقَدِيرُ. When Allah is doing anything, he does it in knowledge and he has capacity to do it and he does it with limit. وَكُلُّ شَيْءٍ إِنْدَهُ بِمِقْدِيرُ. Everything with Allah, he does it in limit. So here, Allah has told you now. So don't start jumping about that you are strong. Just because of the strength you have today, you are causing perversion on earth. You go to this, I will stop you, I will beat you, I will beat you. You are nothing. Just wait some years to come. There are people in this country at one time, if you displease them, they will just say die and you die. That's all. They can kill you and bury you, nobody will ask. Today, some of them, they can't even eat. They have to use liquid and pop into them as food. There are people, sometimes in this country, they are so powerful, they will hold parties in hotels, brought all sorts of girls, not one lady, but not two, in the worst manner you can imagine. Today, if they see those ladies, there's nothing they can do. Allah is reminding you that he created you from weak. You are strong. When you are strong, use it for Allah. So by the time you grow up, Allah will have mercy on you that when he was young, he used his time for me. That's why Prophet Lama said, there are people on the day of judgment, they will be under the shade of Allah. A day that there will be no shade except the shade of Allah. And he listed them. He said, one of them is a boy that from youth grew up in religion. Used all his time for religion, worshipping Allah. Then he became old. And when he reached the age of 70, Allah will tell the angels, this my servant, he has been worshipping me. By now, anything that he does, don't write it. Let us engage in worship. Most of us here today are young people. You are students today. Don't wait until you are old before you start worshiping Allah. Now use your strength of Allah. Even women, they prefer that a young man marries them than an old man marrying them. When you are strong, do anything you have to do for Allah. Because he created you from weakness. From weakness, he gave you strength. From strength, he's going to return you back to weakness and old age. And Allah is capable of doing this. Nobody has ever come to this world and said, I will not grow old. Who are you? Even the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who left this world at the age of 63. He had only about 13 white hair in his beard. You couldn't see sign of old age in him. But he has finished his work. He has nothing to do in this world. He just came to assist us. He has finished. He left. He has gone back to continue the work he has to do at that level where he's supposed to do it. Allah has knowledge and he uses his knowledge with competence and with power. Let's also seek for knowledge and let's use our knowledge with competence. These are attributes of Allah. Let's try to work on it. Don't sit down without knowledge. Don't have knowledge and refuse to use it. You want to, people to come and tell you, hearsay, or I had this, leave hearsay where it is. Go and seek the knowledge yourself.
وَيَوْمَ تَقُومُ السَّاعَةُ يُقَسِمُ الْمُجَرِمُونَ مَا لَبِثُوا غَيْرَ سَاعَةٍ كَذَلِكَ كَانُوا يُوفَكُونَ.
ويوم تقوم الساعة يقسم المجرمون ما لبثوا غير الساعة كذلك كانوا يوفكون. When we are in this surah, Allah said, ويوم تقوم الساعة يبلس المجرمون. The day that the time for the hereafter will come, when everybody will be brought to reckon, those that were used to be engrossed in crime, will be in despair. They have not done any work. Where is the way out? Allah is now bringing it back again. وَيَوْمَ تَكُمُ السَّاعَةُ يُقْسِمُ الْمُجِرِمُونَ مَا لَبِسُ غَيْرَ السَّاعَةُ. The day that the world will come to an end and will break the reckoning. Al-Mujrim, the one that is an evildoer, transgressor, doing crime, only disturbing his fellow brother on earth, he will swear, مَا لَبِسُ غَيْرَ السَّاعَةُ. Ah, time has come. Ah, we did not spend more than 1 hour in this world. This is what they are going to say. Kazarika kanu yufakun. This is how they have always deluded themselves. They have always been in delusion. So they didn't even know that they have spent so much time on the world. Because they were only used to doing evil, evil. Now time has come. It's like a boy or a student who comes into this our university here. Lecture, come, let's go to lecture. Okay, no, don't worry. Next week I'll start coming to lecture. Where are you going now? I'm going to the social center. He's there mixing up with people he shouldn't be mixing up with. He will go out, he will forget about his lectures. After about 2 weeks, he starts coming to lecture. When he comes, he's not paying attention. Assignment, he's not doing it. To him, he wants to enjoy. Then you now tell him, timetable is out for exam. It's out? Have we finished the semester? Where are the lectures? Lecture notes. Quickly, he wants to pack the lecture note now, go and start for the coming, see what he can do, what he can he understand. But the one who has been going for lectures, who has listened to his teachers, answering questions, doing his assignment, going back and reading more, he's expecting the examination. When the exam comes, he's even happy. He will soon take his exam and go home. He knows where to read. When he's reading, his mind will tell him, you read this before, this you didn't understand, look at how you understood it. This is how he will. So immediately they tell him, timetable is out, oh, when do we have this subject? This is what he will ask. Not, has the semester ended? Kazale kanu yufakun. They have always been in delusion. And now the delusion is catching up with them.
وقال الذين أوتوا العلم والإيمان لقد لبثتم في كتاب الله إلى يوم البعث فهذا يوم البعث ولكنكم كنتم لا تعلمون.
وقال الذين أوتوا العلم والإيمان لقد لبستم في كتاب الله إلى يوم البعث وهذا يوم البعث ولكنكم كنتم لا تعلمون. Then when they were busy saying this, because they have never been working, they have never been paying attention, they have been all the lessons that has been given in the world, they were not listening. But those that have been listening to the lesson, وقال الذين أوتوا العلم والذين جاهدوا فينا لنهدينهم سبلنا. Those that have been striving to know, Allah has given them knowledge. وَقَالَ لَيْنَا أُوتُ الْإِلْمَ. Those that have been given knowledge, وَالْإِيمَانًا. And they believe in Allah and they have also been given iman. They will say, they will reply them, لَقَدْ لَبِسْتُمْ فِي كِتَابِ اللَّهِ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْبَعْثِ. You have always been with this book. All Allah has written on you, all has been there. It has been with you up to this day of judgment. Up to this, your time for dying. The day of judgment of everybody is the day you leave this world. When you leave this world finished, you are just waiting for judgment now. وَهَذَا يَوْمُ الْبَعْثِ too. Today is the day that everybody would be investigated. وَلَكِنَّكُمْ كُنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. But all the while, you refuse to know. You did not know. Because from the day you came to the world, you know that you have a mother who is old. Older than you, you see him aging. All these are lessons before you. You see your father always going out, coming back with the food. All these are lessons before you. One day, your father is sick, he is dead, you bury him. It's a lesson for you that you too are going to die. Even if you have not been walking, by now you should stand up and start walking. What work? Worshiping Allah. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْإِنْسَ وَالْجِنَّ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونِ. You should ask, what is this world for? What did I come to this world to do? Just to come and eat? And become old like my father? and just lying like that, there is something else I must have been here for. You will be told, we are telling you now. But those that believe from the first day that they should face their own duty, do their duty well, and they are doing it, they are the ones that will reply. Because as long as you are doing your duties, Allah will be giving you knowledge, more knowledge, more knowledge. لا تعل جهودك أنيل للإرفان إذن ترى أجيب قرب الرحمن. Always try to know Allah. Read the Quran, contemplate on it. The more you do it, the more Allah will move you closer to Him. Anytime you are doing it, you are going closer to Allah. You are going closer. أَنَّ إِلَى رَبِّكَ الْمُنْتَهَى. Anytime you are doing zikr, put your mind in it. It is moving you closer to Allah, inch by inch, inch by inch, and then you are knowing more. Wait, the more closer you get, the more happier you are. The more it is difficult for anybody to dislodge you, because you know what you are going through. Just like a student, before his teacher, he's always attending class. He's understanding what the teacher is saying. Where he does not understand, he's asking. The more he did assignment, he got 6 over 10. The next time he did assignment, he got 8 over 10. Huh? The next assignment, he will do it before anybody. He will be looking for 10 over 10. You that you are getting 2 over 10 and you're not coming to class, can you stop him from coming to class? He is seeing the effect of his coming to class regularly. Your class is to go to the Quran regularly, to try to understand what the Quran is saying. The one you don't understand, look for those that understand to tell you what it is saying. And also make tasbih to Allah constantly. Anybody that calls you to come and make tasbih is your good person. Anybody that tells you don't follow those making tasbih is your evil person. Run away from the way you run from a lion. لَكَدْ لَبِسْتُمْ فِي كِتَابِ اللَّهِ. What Allah has written for you to do, you throughout your life, Allah was reminding you, telling you. أَوَلَا يَرَوْنَ أَنَّهُمْ يُفْتَنُونَ فِي كُلِّ آمٍ مَرَّةً أَمْ مَرَّتَيْنِ. Don't they see that every year we test them once or twice? Even you have first semester and second semester every year. Allah said, don't you see that every year I will bring one big test to you? Last year, the whole world was tested with corona. Look at what came back after corona. Sometimes Allah will take one leader and bring another leader, is a test. Sometimes Allah will take somebody close to you, is a test. Every year, every of us, you go to one or two big tests. But most of you are never given to knowing. So it has come.
فَيَوْمَئِذٍ لَا تَنْفَعُ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا مَعْذِرَتُهُمْ وَلَا هُمْ يُسْتَعْتَبُونَ.
فَيَوْمَئِذٍ لَا تَنْفَعُ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا مَعْذِرَتُهُمْ وَلَا هُمْ يُسْتَعْتَبُونَ. فَيَوْمَئِذٍ, the day that everybody will be called to reckon for his work. Those that are unjust with themselves and with others and against Allah and His Prophet, whatever reasons they will give, ma'azira, uzri, whatever reasons they will give, it will not benefit them. Walahum yusta'atabun. They will not also be allowed to seek to come to the world to seek the pleasure of Allah. وَأَحْسِنْ كَمَا أَحْسَنَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكَ وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. Be good as Allah has been good to you. Don't forget, whatever you will get in hereafter is in this world, you look for it. If you want to seek for the pleasure of Allah today, seek for it. Tomorrow you will not be allowed to go, come back to the world to seek for the pleasure of Allah. It is today you seek for it. Worship. Spend in charity. Be nice to yourself. Be nice to your parents. Be nice to your neighbor. Tell Allah to do. Tell people on behalf of Allah the Prophet to do good. You don't do bad to people. These are the things that Islam is a very simple religion. Well, when people, their mind is bad, they bring the bad mind to Islam and make Islam to look like it is bad. Which religion is as beautiful as Islam? That tells you how you are created, tells you how your time is, tells you how your parents are, tells you how long you stay on earth, what you are supposed to do, how you are going to end up, it's even telling you your future now. But whoever will not hear, will not hear. And that's why I'm calling all of you to be very careful. You are students, but learn from being a student. Do you go and take your books and study it and go to class and listen to your teacher? And when you are studying for exam, do you study where you think will come out? Or you go and start fighting others? Don't read this area. This is not where the teacher says he will do. Stop reading this area. I will not allow you to read. Is that what you're going to do? No. Those doing this, that, but they don't know Allah, they don't know the Prophet. They don't know Allah, they don't know the Prophet. People are worshipping in the mosque. Your own business is to go and tell them that they should not worship them. That's not the kind of worship Allah asks them. The kind of worship you think Allah asks you to do, go and sit down and be doing it. When the exam comes, you are going to face the exam alone. You have come to me singly the way I created you initially. Allah created you single. You are going to go back single. Huh? I was taught by my teacher. I was taught the book. I have the book before me. I'm reading the place that I know the exam is going to come. I'm reading the what I think is more beneficial. You say I should not read it. Go and read the one you think is beneficial to you. How can you come to university and say, your business is to preoccupy yourself in going from class to class to test them? No, don't read this place. No, this is not where you're supposed to start, stay to study. Go to that place. That's your work. You are a useless person. It was better your mother never gave birth to you.
Allah.
You don't know what brought you to this place. The same way you're in the university, but that is your world today. That's how this world is to you. That is outside the university. Students should be better on, should better understand this world than anybody, because you are in an enclosed environment now. Ask yourself, what did you come for? You came here to study, to earn a degree. How are you going to earn the degree? By going to class, to receive lectures, by opening your books, to read. Then facing the exam to determine where your level is. What time are you going to be using to correct others? If you have a friend, once in a while correct him. But you now make it your own work to tell people how to worship and how to worship. Even the one worshiping, somebody is reading his book, but you are making it your duty that this is not where he's supposed to read. These things are very clear. But just like Allah has said, وَمَا أَنْتَ بِهَادِ أُمِّي أَنْ دَلَلَتْ هِمْ. Whoever is blind, you can never guide him. فَإِنَّكَ لَا تِسْمُ مُوْتِهِ. Whoever is dead in the heart, you cannot talk to him to understand. But please, let people live. Wallahum yustatabun. They will not have time to be asked to come back to the world to seek to how to please Allah. Because that day is out. Farji'ina na'ama salihan inna mukinun. We now know that the hereafter is true. Just allow us to go back to the earth. Because wallahi, 1 minute is enough for you to get paradise in this world. 1 minute is enough.
Allah.
If today somebody just comes here today and said, I want to become a Muslim. It's okay. Believe that there is none but Allah. By saying, La ilaha illallah. He said, there is none to be worshipped by Allah. La ilaha illallah. Then message is from the Prophet Muhammadu Rasulullah. Say, Ashad Anna Muhammad Rasulullah. Ashad Allah illallah. Ashad Anna Muhammad Rasulullah. And he says it. This place is now a Muslim.
Allah.
Whatever he must have done in the past, Allah said, I have cleaned it away. Allah. With this one word. With this La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, Allah said, I have cleaned it. Then he's going on the way. He's unfortunate, he has an accident. He dies. He has not said one salah. He has never washed. He has never done anything. From there, he's going straight to paradise.
Allah.
This statement he said, he didn't take a minute to say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. So 1 minute is enough for you to get to paradise in this world. Don't waste your time doing things that Allah did not send you to come and do.
ولقد ضربنا للناس في هذا القرآن من كل مثل ولئن جئتهم بآية ليقولن الذين كفروا إن أنتم إن أنتم إلا مبطلون
ولقد ضربنا
للناس بهذا القرآن من كل مثل ولئن جئتهم بآية لا يقولن الذين كفروا إن أنتم إلا مبطلون. Allah therefore is telling us, look at him, Allah. He is saying this. وَلَقَدْ رَبْنَا لِلنَّاسِ بِهَذَا الْقُرْآنِ مِنْ كُلِّ مَثَلٍ. في هذا القرآن, in this Quran, وَلَقَدْ رَبْنَا لِلنَّاسِ, we have indeed, for sure, set out parables, examples for mankind. وَلَئِنْ جِئْتَهُمْ بِآيَةٍ, if you are to bring signs of Allah to them that will lead people to Allah, لَا يَكُولَّنَا لَذِينَ كَفَرُوا, they are those who still disbelieve. These people that disbelieve, this is what they are going to say. They will tell you this. In antumu illa mubtilun. You are only liars. You are on the wrong path. You are doing things wrongly. This is what they are going to tell you. Huh? Allah said, فَسُبْحَانَ hina tumsuna wa hina tisbihun. فَسْكُرُ اللَّهَ ذِكْرًا كَثِيرًا وَسَبِّهُ بُكْرَةً وَأَصِيلًا. Allah said, make zikr of Allah plenty. Call on him morning and evening. People are doing that. Other people are telling you, in antumu illa mubtilun. What you are doing is nothing but telling lies. This is not what Allah asked us to do. This is this. And that's Allah himself is now telling us. Every example you should think of, I have made it in this Quran. وَلَقَدْ رَبْنَا لِنَاسِ بِهَذَا الْقُرْآنِ مِنْ كُلِّ مَثَلٍ. Whatever example any reasonable person should understand, has given it here. وَلَئِنْ جِئْتَهُمْ بِآيَةٍ, if you are to come to them with any sign that they should know Allah with, لَيَقُولَّنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, for sure, those that disbelieve, this is what they are going to tell you. إِنْ أَنْتُمُوا يُوَبُوا إِلَّا مُبْتُلُوا. People, you are batted, nonsense, mistake, liars. This is what they are going to tell you.
كَذَلِكَ يَطُبَعُ اللَّهُ عَلَى قُلُوبِ الَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ.
كَذَلِكَ يَطْبَعُ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِ الَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. As you see them telling you all this, that you are not on the right path, you are telling lies, what you are saying is not true. كَذَلِكَ يَطْبَعُ اللَّهُ, that's how Allah has stamped on the heart of those الَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. كَذَلِكَ يَطْبَعُ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِ الَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ, on the heart of those that refuse to acquire knowledge, refuse to know, that's how Allah has stamped it, they will not know. You continue to seek for knowledge, continue to call on Allah. Be saying La ilaha illallah, put your mind in it. Be making istighfar, put your mind in it. Making salati on the Prophet, it will bring you light. Inna Allah malaikatahu. Inna Allah malaikatahu. Yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu. Sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allah is asking continuously to making salati on the Prophet. Somebody is asking you, if you make it once, it's enough. If you say La ilaha illallah once, it's enough. Allah said, don't be surprised. كَذَلِكَ يَتْبَعُ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِ الَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Those that refuse to know, that's how Allah has put a stamp on their heart. They will never listen with you. Despite all these examples. So may Allah forgive all of us. So the meaning one was, tomorrow we finish it. May Allah forgive all of us. May Allah accept our work in this month of Ramadan. May Allah forgive our parents. We'll finish it. It's remaining but one verse. Tomorrow we'll finish it. May Allah assist all of us.
Amen.
Assist our work.
Amen.
Assist us with regards to our work,
Amen.
Our parents,
Amen.
Our families.
Amen.
Whatever we are going to eat, may Allah give it to us.
Amen.
May Allah be the one directing our heart.
Amen.
May Allah fill our heart with the love of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the love of zikr of Allah,
Amen.
With the love of recitation of the Quran.
Amen.
May Allah make us to always follow his correct path,
Amen.
The path of natural disposition.
Amen.
May Allah not make us to be a problem for others. This country that we are in, with all the problems we are facing, may Allah lift the problem from us. All those that are bringing problem to Islam, may Allah weaken them. This, whatever their machinery, whatever their strength, may Allah weaken them. All those that are assisting Islam, may Allah assist them. May Allah strengthen them. Even if they have nothing on their hand but only chaplet, may Allah assist them. All those that are seeking to bring Islam down, may Allah destroy them. All those that are seeking to raise Islam, may Allah raise them. May Allah strengthen Muslims all over the world. May Allah strengthen Islam all over the world. May Allah make us to see the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in our dreams, in our work system. May Allah make us to see the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala assist our leaders to know how to take good decisions. May Allah assist our country. May Allah reward our ulama. May Allah reward all sahabas. May Allah reward our Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And may Allah bless all that our activities and all that we are doing. Mujahid Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim Maliki Yawm Al-Din. Iyaka Na'budu Wa Iyaka Nasta'in. Ihdinas Sirata Al-Mustaqim. Sirata Al-Ladhina An'amta Alayhim. Ghayril Maghdubi Alayhim Wa Ladh-Dhalin. Amin. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أغلق والقاتم لما سبقنا صلى الحق الحق والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدره مقدار العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة أما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.
That's it.